All right, happy Monday, everybody. Scott Morozik here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. Because there is a critical need for blood donations, the American Red Cross has scheduled blood drives at various locations. Eligible donors are those who are at least 17 years of age, in good general health, and weigh at least 110 pounds. The blood collection sites will be on Tuesday, August 4th, at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Imlay City from noon to 6, at the Elizabeth Catholic Church in Marlette from noon to 6 on Thursday, August 13th, and on Monday, August 17th, at the St. Joseph Catholic Church in Mayville from noon to 6, and at the St. John Catholic Church Family Life Center, that's in Davison, from 10 to 4, and that's Tuesday, August 25th. To schedule an appointment, go to the Red Cross website at redcrossblood.org. Jason Keyes, 43, who owns Keyes Construction, entered guilty in 24th Circuit Court of Sanilac County to 13 felony counts and to 13 misdemeanor counts. A plea agreement was reached with the Sanilac County Prosecutor's Office for all felony counts of contractor fraudulent use of funds to be dismissed upon successful completion of 2 years probation. However, the misdemeanor conviction of larceny have a conversion $200 or more but less than $1,000 stayed. As part of the agreement, Keyes will have to pay restitution of $135,772. He was also to spend 2 weeks in jail, but was credited for time served instead, and as part of his probation, he could no longer have direct access to another person's money. A suspected drunken driver with multiple prior operating while intoxicated convictions was arrested after allegedly fleeing from a Huron County Sheriff's deputy during a traffic stop. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, a deputy was monitoring traffic at the intersection of M-142 and M-19 in Verona Township at about 2 a.m. July 23rd when he observed a northbound 2012 Chevy Equinox fail to stop at the four-way intersection, traveling about 55 miles an hour through the stop sign. The deputy stopped the vehicle on M-19 near Thompson Road and obtained information from the driver. As the deputy was returning to his patrol vehicle, the lone occupant allegedly sped away southbound, prompting a pursuit. Authorities said the chase reached speeds of up to 90 miles per hour before the vehicle stopped at a residence in Ubley. The driver then attempted to flee on foot, but was apprehended by the deputy without further incident and placed into the patrol vehicle. The driver was transported to the Huron County Jail and booked on preliminary charges of felony fleeing and eluding, operating while intoxicated, and driving while license revoked. The sheriff's office said the charges are expected to be reviewed by the Huron County Prosecutor's Office and could be upgraded. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Nicole Miller, administrator at Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. Choosing care for a loved one is one of the most important decisions a family can make. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we take that responsibility seriously. We're more than a medical facility. We're a welcoming home where compassion, dignity, and quality care come first. We offer both short-term rehabilitation and long-term care, supported by an experienced medical team and enhanced by on-site physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, all conveniently available under one roof. Our focus is simple, providing personalized care that supports comfort, recovery, and quality of life. We're here to nurture, here to care. Your health is our mission. To learn more, visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or call 810-648-3017. Sanilac Medical Care Facility, because your loved ones deserve the best.
All right, we're back. A Mount Clemens man was cited after a two-vehicle crash at the intersection of Bad Axe and Atwater Roads that sent four people to the hospital. According to the Ubley Police Department, the crash occurred around 10:55 a.m. Saturday, July 18th. A preliminary investigation determined the driver of a 2019 Chevy van was traveling north on Bad Axe Road and stopped at the intersection before pulling into the path of an eastbound GMC pickup driven by a Bad Axe man. The van struck the pickup, causing the pickup to leave the roadway, roll over, and come to rest on its roof. The van driver and two of the van's three passengers were transported to McLaren Thumb Region Hospital. The pickup driver was also taken to McLaren Thumb Region before being transferred to an out-of-area hospital for additional treatment. Police cited the van driver for failing to yield the right-of-way. The crash was the second at the Bad Axe and Atwater Roads intersection in as many days. Police and the sheriff's office are urging motorists to use caution and wear seatbelts while driving through the area. Authorities said traffic has increased at the intersection because of construction on M53, and officers and deputies have increased traffic enforcement there in an effort to improve safety. And Huron County Health Department was notified that APM Mosquito Control identified one mosquito pool that tested positive for West Nile virus in Sebewaing Township. While there have been no human cases of West Nile virus in Huron County, the best way to protect yourself and your family from mosquito bites include these. Avoid being outdoors when mosquitoes are most active, especially between dusk and dawn. Apply mosquito repellent that contains DEET or other EPA-approved products according to label instructions. Consult your physician prior to using repellents on infants. Wear light-colored pants and long sleeves when outdoors and consider applying repellents to clothing. Ensure windows and doors have tight-fitting screens in good condition. Keep doors and windows closed, especially at night. Eliminate standing water around your home that can serve as a breeding site for mosquitoes, such as water in buckets, wading ponds, old tires, and any other container that can hold water. For more information on West Nile virus, visit the website at michigan.gov. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.